And then after that sort of stuff, I often go back to writing poems about Greek and Roman empires, because the United States is in an imperial position. Often we go off fighting imperial wars to make new world orders, just the way Greece and Rome did. And look what happened to them, you know. So here's a couple of poems from ancient times. Greek first. Part of my own memories of World War II. It's called Stentor and Mourning. Sunday was calm and airy, but artillery over the hill made us too nervous to like it. Some private tacked his tin mirror to a palm tree and shaved, using his helmet for a bowl that would not hold much water Monday night. I wondered, stretched out in the while, in the sleepy diarrhea of fear, why soldiers fear remarks more than a probable mutilation, and swore myself someday after the important war to a rule of disobedience as the bravest way. Nevertheless, the captain's football voice, bully as acne and athlete's foot, commands as public law, Prussian as gossip or the discipline of smiles, just like when Hera the goddess rallied the Greeks as they cried by their ships. She yelled from Stentor's mouth and they fought again, not for Helen and souvenirs or even the gods' graces, but for Greek good opinion. Now, after Survivor's Friday, in the short weekend of peace, I hear that why we fight is for a buddy's safety or for vengeance for his death, but I hold that most of us nurture a fear in secret, by and large, about our state's power. Some of us, unknown in arms, can be Patroclus in his onrush or Achilles in his sulk against the private feat of doing as we goddamn please, or charge a public hill to an approved early death under the national eagle.